this is one of those things where if you don't see it, it's kind of hard to understand it. But you might recall last winter we had all that freeze damage, and there was that one stretch on 7th Street leading down into 41 where when you were watching the videos later on TV, you're watching the bucket loaders fall through the concrete and things like that. Yeah. And when you get into a lot of these kind of weather-related issues, particularly along the shoreline, it's not just what you see on top, it's also what you see below. And of course, in this particular case on Lakeshore, it's easy to see what happened on top. You know, most of the riprap and all of that kind of armor cladding that we had along the lakeshore has finally succumbed to decades of abuse from the weather. And those boulders have finally shifted, and they have been washed inland. They've been washed back out into the lake. There are some places where it's been completely compromised, where there's essentially no cladding at all left on the shore. And we're at the beginning of the season. We're not even at the end of the season yet. So it's not just about pushing rocks around. There's actually kind of a science to how you put the boulders where and how they interlock to make sure that the integrity of that's preserved, and it's completely failed and it can't be rebuilt at this point. And for within the last 9 weeks, we've had to close that road 3 times because when these storms have popped up and destroyed the armor, once the armor's gone, they start eating away at the road and all of the substructure to the road. And of course, there's water lines and sewer pipes and other kind of utilities that run along under there. And it's gotten to the point now where we're severely compromising every last bit of the area from where the normal water line is all the way up, even in some places into Cliffs Dow.
So the road is closed now until further notice between Holly Street and the Wright Street location. Right. And like you said, you can't really work on it right now, but what are some of the steps you're taking on a city level to try to get either support or assistance to make it happen, to get it fixed at some point?
This is one of those situations where there's a bit of nice serendipity, because you might recall back in February of this year, there was a proposal to go in and relocate the road. And at that time, we had plans drawn up. There was a lot of community involvement trying to pick what people would like to see as part of the new configuration of that area. And so it received a lot of focus, and we actually had plans kind of in the long run that had studied the issues and tried to come up with some of a redesign. And a few months back, during the last commission, we had an update where a question had been asked, when are we going to have to act on this? It's one thing to have kind of the plans in the bag, but when can we expect having to line up the considerable resources it's going to take to fix all this? And I think the engineer said at that time, well, it could be 10 hours or 10 years. We don't know. It's completely dependent upon what happens with the weather. And about 10 hours later was the first time we had to close the road, because that was the first time the wall failed. So the good news is we have a pretty clear idea of what it's going to take to actually mitigate it. The bad news is we don't have the resources right now to do it.
Right.
And we've been reaching out to the state. We've reached out to the feds through FEMA, through the Army Corps of Engineers. We've reached out to the governor's office through all of their auspices, trying to figure out who can come in and help. And so we're trying to identify resources in the city, federal and state help. And once all that comes together, then hopefully we'll get a chance to act. In the meantime, it's kind of like, I apologize to our new mayor, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the medical profession, but it's kind of like a Hippocratic oath. You know, our first goal is to have no further harm done to the road and to the area, because it can be a cascading effect. You know, once you've broken kind of the homeostasis that environment usually stands in, it's like dominoes and things start failing and cascading failures happen, and we just don't want to see that. If we had been able to know about it 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when the Army Corps had first started studying the area, it might have been a $2 million charge. As it's grown over the years now, we're up to about an $8-9 million charge, and we don't want to see that grow any further.